Howdy neighbors, good morning everybody. Ron Hayes reporting from the 2012 National FFA Convention in downtown Indianapolis. Starting to see a lot of blue and gold jackets show up before it's all said and done on Saturday. Expecting over 55,000 FFA members here this year, along with all the folks that come along with them, parents and agricultural education teachers, other supporters of the FFA. Huge career show, which is the equivalent of a trade show for a normal convention. That's just one of the most dynamic parts of the entire activity. They've got a big special service emphasis this year on trying to address the needs of the hungry in this part of the country. A million meals hoping to be packed by FFA members between now and the end of the week. That's their national service project this year. And all along the way, we've got hundreds of Oklahoma FFA members that are a part of this year's event coming in. Some are participating simply by going to the sessions and going to the career show and involved with the special project emphasis of helping feed the hungry from here in the Indianapolis area. Others are involved in national competition. And one of those young folks has made a first big step in making the cut toward achieving his goals. That's Marty Jones from Owosso, Oklahoma FFA. Marty, now a student at Oklahoma State University, hoping to have to take a year off from OSU because he would be a national officer. Well, he's in the national officer hunt. 40 folks starting. They've cut that list down to 20. Most importantly for Marty, the region that we're in, there were 10 contestants involved in our region. We've got five of them left, and there could be one or two officers out of those five individuals come out of our region. We often will get, of course, with six officers, four regions. You're going to have a couple of regions that will have two officers come out of them. It may well be our region. Often it is. And so Marty's in position right now. Who can say? Who knows what will happen when the nominating committee's report is read and the six national officers are announced come Saturday afternoon. He's in the hunt, and that's the good news. The other thing, of course, kicks off on Wednesday morning. We follow very closely is the National Speech Competition. Two carries of interest there. National Prepared Public Speaking contestant from Oklahoma this year comes from Union City, Tanner Allred. Now, Tanner is graduated from Union City, and he is a freshman in college at Yale. So he's coming back from back east and coming here to Indianapolis. Did not have a chance to work out with the Oklahoma FFA folks. And so hopefully he's going to be ready to roll with his speech on agricultural policy. We've read it, and it is a good one. As far as the extemporaneous public speaking contest is concerned, Seth Paxton from the Tuttle FFA chapter is the Oklahoma representative this year. We've spent some time with Seth, and he's a dandy. He's going to be, I think, a good contestant. Of course, the thing is, you just never know. It's the luck of the draw in this contest as far as what speech topics are there and how he can adopt that to some of the things that he is best versed in order to be able to carry forward a successful extemporaneous speech. You got to be able to prepare the speech on the fly and then defend that speech with several minutes of answers to questions that the judges place to you. It is a tough competition, and Oklahoma's done well in recent years. Seth Paxton hoping to continue that that tradition. Creed speaking also is a big, obvious competition that Oklahoma's done well in recent years. And Sheridan Vapp from Burlington FFA is the Creed speaking contestant this year. She competes tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, in the opening rounds of that contest. Of course, you've got proficiency awards. 20 of them from the state of Oklahoma this year have actually shown up here in Indianapolis. And we've had the opportunity to share one of the stories with you today on our Morning Farm News on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. And that is the story of Garrett Yerrigan from the prior FFA chapter from the northeastern part of our state. Garrett is a rodeo announcer. Got his own business up and running. Does dozens, a couple of dozen rodeos a year all around the country, not just in Oklahoma, but in the surrounding states, as far away as Canada already. And he's got quite an operation already up and running, well-known and in those circles. And he is a dandy. If he doesn't win a National Ag Communications Proficiency Award, boy, it's hard to say exactly what sort of a program has beaten him. But the question is, will they think that's too far off the wall? I don't think they will. I think that he's got, like I say, he's got great communication skills. He's got a real shot at winning on behalf of Oklahoma FFA this year. So that gives you a little bit of flavor of what we're going to be doing over the next day or so. Today we'll be watching those Prepare Public Speaking Contests, the Extemporaneous Speaking Contest, the early rounds. Creed, of course, is tomorrow. We'll be trying to catch up with some of the FFA band members and chorus members. They, of course, involved in a lot of different venues around the city as well as the general sessions. They, of course, we've got judging contests that are out the state fairgrounds here in the Indianapolis area, and we've got some great, great Oklahoma opportunities to do well this year in those areas as well. 20 proficiency awards, as we mentioned. And one other gentleman that we've caught up with already is our friend Riley Pageant. Riley was national president of the FFA 1 year ago. He was on stage in a lot of different ways. He's going to be on stage again this year, but he's going to be setting props. He's going to be getting stuff on and off stage. He's helping do stage work. Former national president of the FFA, doing that type of a servant type task. Caught up and talked with him a little bit about that. We've got that interview up on our website on the Blue Green Gazette of the Oklahoma for Oklahoma's FFA coverage that we have of the National FFA Convention. Check that out. A good interview with Riley about what he's done over this last year since out of the FFA, reflecting back on his year as national president and looking forward in how FFA has influenced his life. A good, good interview. I think you'll enjoy that. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll be talking more and updating our Twitter account as well as our website, the Blue Green Gazette, as things do unfold later on today. From Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.